Welcome back to Sports. That's all for the great people at Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. We're going to now, for Shooting Australia, enabling athletes to be the world's best, catch up with one of the world's best, Jared. And our next guest, actually walked past her in the streets of Rio in 2016.
Oh.
Didn't get the pleasure of walking past her on the Gold Coast in the 2018 Comm Games. She actually she claimed silver in the 25-metre pistol and bronze in the 10-metre air pistol. Her name is Elena Galiabovich, and she joins us from her home in Melbourne. Elena, welcome to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you better make the most of the next 12 hours, Elena, because after that, she's all shut down, and you will hope you got a long garage so you can practice.
No, I don't have a long garage, but I guess this is one of these things that we just have to do for the rest of the community. So it's back to the drawing board to see what I can make out of the next 6 weeks.
So tell us about a practice session. From what I read, you're a member of Victoria's Oakley Pistol Club. You won't be able to go to the Pistol Club, so how do you keep your eye in, so to speak?
Yeah, well, we have been training at home even before the restrictions were lifted. We have a few bits of equipment that can help with that. We've got a camera-type system that uses either a camera or infrared with a frame that can show you where your shots are going, so you can do what we call dry fire at home. It is obviously very different to being out on the range and shooting bullets, but at least you can do something and get information out of it, because it's a very smart computer. It can tell you lots of different things about your shooting. So there are things we can do at home. It's, you know, just going to take it one step at a time, I think. And we've got great support from all the staff at the Victorian Institute of Sport and Shooting Australia that help put together some programs for us so we can keep training and progress while these restrictions are in place.
Did you ever get hold of an air rifle like I used to have when I was a fair bit younger and try and pop a few things off in the backyard?
No, I've always lived in metropolitan Melbourne since moving to Australia when I was four. I can't say that's been part of my practice.
Yeah, did you used to have an air rifle scoop?
No, I used to have fake plastic guns at home. That was about as close as I got.
Yeah, you're a water pistol man.
That's right, water gun. Pistol. Yeah, water gun. Yeah.
What about video games? Do they keep the eye in? Because a lot of this would just be mental control.
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't played video games in a long, long time. Yeah. I used to love my Game Boy when I was a child and played Pokemon and things, but I was never one for like the shooting games, the racing games or whatever. I can't speak to that.
You talk about mental control, Jared. Elena, when she was heading to the Rio Olympics, if my memory serves me correctly, was actually training to be a cardiac surgeon. Are you still a practicing doctor, Elena?
Yeah, I'm a practicing doctor. I'm actually hoping to be a urologist, a urological surgeon, rather than a cardiac one. So I'm still in the process of getting into that training program. It's quite an involved process, but have been working for the last 5 years, but with Tokyo in the sights this year, I decided to enrol in a master's and do research work in locum and casual medical work. Obviously, those plans all sort of got foiled, but that the intention was to be a bit more free to travel and compete and really put out my best performance in Tokyo, but absolutely still working towards being a surgeon.
Well, one of my great friends is Tony Costello. You may have heard of him. He's a urologist. Why would you?
Yes, I have.
You heard of Tony, have you? Yeah, well, he's a great cat supporter. A mad cat supporter, and I mean a mad cat supporter.
Yeah. Usually either a mad, there's no regular cat supporters. You're one way or the other.
No, he was in many ways a pilot in urology in this country. In fact, in nationally or internationally. What made you decide on urology?
I really enjoy the variety that it brings. So I like surgery in general because you do different things. You spend time in the wards and clinics, theatre. I like to do things with my hands. There's a lot of different types of operations in urology, and you don't actually have to operate on everyone as well. So I just find that you can do medical things, you can do lots of different types of surgery, and that appeals to me. I don't know. I just really like it. It's sort of like asking, why do you like strawberry or hazelnut ice cream? Something that I've enjoyed.
A fair bit of it, from my understanding, is heading towards arthroscopic type surgery. Or do you prefer to get the scalpel out and get stuck in?
Oh, look, I like a bit of both. That's the thing.
You're a knife-wielding, gun-toting urologist.
Oh, okay. You're making me sound very, very frightening. I'm very nice, everybody. You don't have to be afraid of me. No, but no, there's lots of great variety and innovations in urology, so I do enjoy that.
When I see you head out to take the mount at the Tokyo Olympics, I reckon we could actually have you into the scariest figure of all time in Tokyo with a big knife, a couple of side holsters, a black suit with the Australian flag written all over it.
Surgical mask.
Surgical mask.
It'll go well in Corona.
We could well turn you into Dr. Death, Elena.
Oh, please don't. I'd have to take that off my feed.
You wouldn't do.
Hey, Elena, you weren't born in Australia. I think you moved here when you were young. You were born in Belarus, and I think that your parents actually met through the sport. Is your father, Vladimir, still your coach?
Yeah, he is still my coach. He's the coach for the whole Pistol Olympic team, or yep, the high-performance team. So, yeah, we moved here when I was 4 years old, and that's how I got into shooting, really, from the family connection. But when I was younger, I didn't take it seriously, really. But, yeah, that's how I got into it.
I don't want to continue down this path too much, but I assume that a steady hand is obviously vital in both elements, for surgery and clearly for pistol shooting.
Absolutely. I'm proud of that. I have very steady hands.
Yep.
You can tell that to the world, not about the knife wielding.
No, no.
You can tell everyone that I've got steady hands.
Oh. But how do you actually know you've got a steady hand? Is that an innate ability or is it a trained ability?
Oh, it's definitely a trained ability. Well, if you talk about surgery, when you're going in the junior years and you first start attending theatre with your consultants, and they'll tell you to stitch your wound shut, which is something you've done many times and obviously practice, you've been trained to do that in medical school, but your hands immediately start shaking anyway because someone's watching you and yep, you really want to perform and you want to close this wound so nicely. But eventually you get better at it and you have more confidence and, you know, you stop shaking all the time. A similar thing happens in shooting, actually, with nervousness. People get tremors and things like that, but there are a lot of things you can do to control that. I've actually found it really useful being an elite athlete, and it's really helped me a lot in medicine and vice versa. So it's been great.
So from what I'm reading, you finished 32nd and 43rd respectively in Rio and the Commonwealth Games. How far off do you think you are from a top 10 finish?
Look, when you're out on the line at the Olympics, firstly to say I'm a much better shooter now than I was at that stage. Yep. I think I've really made some gains in the last few years. Any of those people can really be in the final, and the final is the top 8. So okay, I believe I can make the final, and that's what I'm heading towards, and that's what I'll train hard to do. Once you're in the final, it all starts from zero again, and again, it's anyone's game, but you know, it's one day, one competition, and completely different circumstance to when you normally compete. And it's really hard to train for, but, you know, everyone on that line is a great shooter, and I'm up there with them, so I'll do my best.
Great work. We do enjoy listening to sports people of other sports, and we wish you well in both your sporting pursuits and, of course, your professional pursuits. Elena, good luck.
Thanks so much.
Elena Galiabovich there, Australian Olympic shooter, joining us for Shooting Australia, leading growth, sustainability and success of target shooting sports in Australia.